From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An apparent case of road rage led to a shooting in Humboldt County. On Thursday evening, deputies responded to a local hospital for the report of a male gunshot victim with non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies made contact with the 39-year-old man, the victim telling deputies he was driving on Ettersburg Road in southern Humboldt when he pulled his vehicle off the road to confront another driver after a road rage incident. Upon confrontation, the driver physically assaulted the victim, then shot him prior to fleeing the area. The victim reported he was then picked up by a friend and taken to a local hospital. The suspect, described as a white male, 40s, black hair, and a short beard, approximately 5'8", with a thin build. He was wearing black pants and a white shirt. The suspect last seen driving a white or silver Toyota Tacoma south on Ettersburg Road. Arcata City Council this week heard from community members who back a ban on single-use plastic straws. One councilman, Paul Patino, says he'd like to explore a ban on all such single-use items, including lids for cups, plastic utensils, and more. A zero-waste task force is being formed, and Patino thinks that panel may be best to handle crafting such a ban for consideration. Applications for the task force are still being accepted, and interviews could be conducted at the next council meeting. The city of Eureka is continuing with sewer infrastructure repairs and rehabilitation in the area of the Red Lion Hotel in Eureka. The certain phase of work consists of pipelining sewer laterals from the sewer main to the cleanouts at the property line. This includes work being performed on the nights of September 11th and 12th between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on R, 4th, and 5th Streets. During this phase, sewer service should not be affected. However, a slight odor may be noticed inside buildings there. The odor may be unpleasant, but it is not toxic. If an odor is encountered, it's advised to wait until the work is done, about an hour, and then run water in a sink or bath. The work does require some traffic control with detours in the vicinity. The city of Eureka is looking for volunteers to serve as co-pilots for their new homeless resource and support program called Uplift Eureka. The program will guide homeless individuals in the community through a data-driven system that directly guides them to existing resources in the community, work programs, and other new programs as well. Volunteers will serve as the primary liaison between Uplift Eureka participants and the resources in the community and be primary advocates for the participants, providing guidance to access to various resources. The co-pilot's priority is ensuring that their assigned participant has the tools to get the necessary resources and the help they need. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.